listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about being humble enough to receive. I'm going to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 10, 11, and 12. It's a little bit longer than the kind of passage we normally read on one of these daily devotions, so hang with me. 2 Kings chapter 5, starting at verse 10. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean." But Naaman became furious and went away and said, "Indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy. Are not the Abana and the Parphar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. When the great Syrian general Naaman came to Elisha to be healed of his leprosy, he expected to be treated like a great man. He came with all the emblems of influence and power and with a lot of money. When he knocked at Elisha's door, the prophet didn't even bother to answer. He sent a messenger to him instead. Naaman took the trouble to come to the home of Elisha, but Elisha refused to meet him personally. He simply sent a messenger, and this was humbling to Naaman, a man who was usually honored. Elisha's message was simple. For healing, he told Naaman, this Syrian general, to wash himself in the Jordan River 7 times. Now, as rivers go, the Jordan was a pretty humble river, and dunking yourself 7 times is something so simple that even a child could do it. Naaman's reaction shows how Elisha offended the general's pride. Naaman was offended that Elisha himself didn't see him, and because he felt he had much better rivers in Syria. So Naaman then turned and went away in a rage. Naaman had a certain expectation about how God should work. And when God didn't work that way, he was angry. Naaman didn't like how Elisha expected a humble response from this respected and honored general. What Elisha offended was Naaman's pride. In one way or another, our pride will always be offended with God's work. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is found in 3 places. James chapter 4, verse 6, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, and Proverbs chapter 3, verse 34. It's this: God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. As long as Naaman stayed in his pride, he would not, and he could not receive what God wanted to give him. God required that Naaman humble himself in order to receive. So God guided Elisha to give humbling conditions to that great general. Here's a question for you today. Is pride preventing you from receiving something from God? Put your focus on the humble Jesus and let him guide you into true humility. Who knows what God has to give you today that you haven't received because you haven't received it in true humility. Receive that from the Lord today, and you'll receive his great blessing.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.